Okay, good. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who? Me? You're just flattering me.
For what? Why would
I say that? I don't know.
You're on the air on a gigantic radio station.
That's true. Thank you, Darren. Let's see.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's good. Who? Me? You're just flattering me. Okay, so start Ustream and wait a minute.
And rape.
I'm the red.
Injection.
Go!
Hello. I'm Chuck.
Go!
Hello. I'm Chuck. Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Is everyone enjoying the Olympics? Me neither. If I wanted to see a bunch of teenage girls prancing around in tight outfits, I'd just open any video file on my computer, am I right? Thank you. Here's the show.
Chuck is so right about the sexuality of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's really there for. I mean, you're just forced to stare at people's butts.
Camel toe and nip slips. And Olympic rowers with dicks sticking out of their shorts.
I wouldn't even call it camel toe. It's more of like moose knuckles.
I believe they were padding to prevent the camel toe.
Nah.
Really?
No. Even the gymnasts?
That's not padding. That's just they don't shave their pubes.
Wouldn't that show camel toe more?
If they had bush?
I mean, no, if they didn't have bush.
If they didn't, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying they grow it?
Yeah.
All right. I thought you said it the other way around.
No. So some of the gymnasts probably are so young that they probably don't have much of a bush to begin with.
Right. Does that excite you?
I always wonder how their outfits don't, like, ride up their butts.
Oh, they do. They totally do.
Constantly.
I'm sure there's plenty of websites where you can see all those photos.
Oh, that's true. I like all those photos that are circulating of the swimmers, the male swimmers, and their Speedos with their, like, hands in their crotch.
Well, did you see the photo of the guy on the rowing team, the U.S. rowing team, where they won a medal, and he's on, like, the medal stand? And you could see the entire outline of his and balls through his Speedo. And he had to, like, go on Reddit or something and be like, I wasn't hard, I swear. I don't know why it happened like that.
Was it a big cock?
Big enough that you see it through his shorts. If it wasn't hard, it was long. He's got a pretty big, flaccid dick.
Why did he feel the need to make an announcement that it wasn't hard?
As everyone who saw the picture said, there's like, if I won a gold medal, I'd have a boner too. It's fine.
Because that sort of makes it sound like he's saying it looked tiny.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard.
Find the photo.
I
think the guy's last name was Rummel.
Just look at your cookies.
I remember the last name because it sounded
that
like
a
Nazi general. Right? Wasn't there like a Nazi general whose last name sounded like Rommel?
Rommel. But yeah, not a general. He was a an Air Force guy. You know.
But yeah, I knew
I believe.
So something.
There's so many nip slips that there's like a water polo nip slip subreddit on.
Nice.
Where it's just photos of
Husky women's
just
nipple.
Women post. Oh, here it is. Yeah, you can definitely see. He's the second guy.
Let me see.
Oh, he's boned.
Oh my God.
He's boned.
Like a rocket.
Send Noah that link. I think Noah wants that link.
Noah, just search Rummel Olympics hard on.
How do I spell Rummel?
Doesn't matter.
R-U-M-M-E-L.
If it's wrong, then Google will tell you the right spelling for the penis
Google,
guy.
Did you mean Rummel Olympic hard-on?
Yeah.
Is hard-on one word or two?
I'm sure it'll show up either way.
Is this your first time using Google?
Oh, my gosh.
That's
your
new
so
wallpaper.
Funny. It looks like it's a plastic mold.
No.
Maybe it is. Maybe.
Would you have sex with him, Noah? How does hands look?
He's a rower. He's probably got really strong
hands.
Yeah,
he's got nice hands. Look at that. They're nice and beefy. It looks like the other guys are also having kind of boners.
Those are tight shorts. I don't know why to be a rower you need to wear Speedos.
In case you fall in the water.
It's not Speedos.
But if you fall in the water, your event's over anyway. What does it matter?
I don't know. I was just trying to throw something out there. We have a question in the chat that I would like answered as well. Where's Sean?
Sean is in Connecticut.
Why?
Sean is in traffic.
Because he has a girlfriend who drags him to Connecticut.
So?
That's why.
But why does he do that on Sunday?
She drags him to Connecticut.
To have tons of gay sex.
For Sunday brunch in Connecticut, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate how far out of his way he goes to have a different excuse why he's blowing off the show every week.
He does work hard at that.
Like, it just could be I overslept every week. But no, he'll go all the way to fucking Connecticut just to have an excuse. That's dedication.
Except coming here. Yeah, he could just come here.
No, no. It's like a game now.
Well, we're assuming that he's actually going to Connecticut. Maybe he's just saying it. Then it's not that much effort.
Maybe he's like two blocks away from here having lunch right now.
Yeah.
Just like, fuck those guys.
Well, speaking of tons of gay sex.
Go.
Wow, what a segue.
Yesterday, I went out with Sean, his girlfriend, and a few like mutual friends that we have, clubbing or whatever. So we went to a gay club, and
yes,
that was the name of the club actually.
Gay,
like 15 A's and Y's.
Well, I've never been to a gay club before, but
that can't be true.
Really?
No.
Wow. All right.
And like recently, I've been going, like, when I went to that club with Monica and stuff. So, like, I want to go dancing and have a good time, but I don't like all the creepy men at clubs because I'm not really into them.
So, gay club is perfect for you.
So, gay club is perfect because...
None of those guys are creepy.
They're creepy, but they're not interested in that.
Okay, first of all, I got there a little bit early. So, I go in, and it's just a bunch of, like, hot gay guys, and I'm the only one there, and there's, like, some that are off to the side making out, and then there's some off to the side that are, like, you know.
Wait, when you say you're the only one there, you mean you're the only girl there?
The only girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The only girl there. And then I finally, like, met up with everyone, and Vanessa and I start dancing, and it's really packed and crowded, and then she, like, pulls me up to the stage, and...
was there a pole on the stage?
No, there was no pole.
He was Czech.
But again, like, the appeal of going to a gay club is that you dance with guys and, like, they have no expectations. It's just dancing and having fun. So we're on the stage dancing, and then all of a sudden this guy starts dancing with us. And I'm like, okay, cool, awesome. We can make a little sandwich and everything. And then he starts dancing with me, and he's, like, touching me.
Yeah.
He's touching me and everything. And
was he very, effeminate?
Well, I mean, there were all types of guys there. There were ones in drag. There were ones that looked kind of effeminate.
But him, the guy touching you?
No, I mean, he was just wearing a white shirt and jeans.
Okay.
So I couldn't really tell. So I was wearing this tight black dress. Mm-hmm. It was a mini dress. And I'm dancing with him, and he's, like, going down and everything. So I'm going down. And
what do you mean going down?
Like, you know that move where you like go
dip?
Down?
I don't know any moves, Noah. You cannot
when
you
I dip,
move.
You dip, we dip.
Yeah.
Is that song playing?
No, possibly.
Club.
It was a very strange selection of music.
All right. No Falconer.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was quick. Do you just have that on your iPhone?
Yes. Listen.
No, that's right. Okay.
So we're dipping or whatever. And he starts, like, like feeling me up and everything. Like, you know, like he's putting his hand on my hips, right? And then he's going up, and then he's putting his hand on my stomach. So I'm thinking, all right, fine. He's gay. It's fine.
Wow, what a scam that is.
And then, so like, we're dancing, and he's behind me, and he takes his hand, and he like puts it up my dress, and he touches my crotch.
Really?
Yes.
Now, when you say touched your crotch, like what kind of coverage did he get? Where was?
Are you saying he fingered you? Did he steal my move
in public?
Yeah, I totally got fingered at the gay club.
Stole my move, this jerk.
So I was wearing, and like I
you
was,
never thought to use the move on Noah.
All this time. The one flaw in the plan.
Did you have panties on at this time?
I did have panties on, but they were mesh.
Uh-huh.
So like, and they were very tiny.
What's the point?
I mean, just so that, you know, like if I'm sitting on the train or something, my vagina doesn't touch the seat.
Actually, I can't fathom. First of all, here's what would be going through my head, because I have that Seinfeldian like worry about everything. Like, what if she's on a period, and I'm gonna go into a can of tomato soup up there?
Here's what I think. Okay, if this guy was the one straight guy at the club and he was dancing with all the girls, uh-huh. Fine. But maybe this guy thought I was a dude and he was like putting his hand over there to check.
Really?
I don't know.
Did he walk away?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, what happened after that?
No, I mean, he kept dancing with me, and then I just, like, I was getting so hot and stuff. So Vanessa.
Wait,
and
when
I,
you say you were getting so
no,
hot.
No, not hot, hot. Like
temperature-wise.
Like temperature-wise.
Oh, okay.
So Vanessa and I went back to Sean and where like everyone else was, and then so we got away from him for a little bit and we were dancing and everything, and then he started coming towards us because like we were on the way to the bar, and then he saw me, so he started dancing with me again. I'm like, oh my god, no, I can't.
By the way, we have uncovered who the gay man was in that club.
Gatan Dugan.
No, I hope he didn't have a cut on his finger.
He had a cunt on his finger.
Yeah, for a little while with mesh on it.
Did he go inside the underpants or just over?
No, he like put his hand on my crotch and he like touched it like forcefully.
Did he do a full ass to belly button swipe type of thing?
No.
How much? All right, that was what I was trying to ask you before. How much of your vag was? Like, what did he get? Your clit? Like, what did he? I need to know. Like, what kind of coverage are we talking about?
Like,
was it a glancing blow? Like, what was?
And how
it?
Much of his hand? Like, was it just a finger or the whole hand?
He took his hand. Okay, let's pretend.
Stand up and show us.
Okay. He went like this.
So he did the full Michael Jackson.
He cupped you.
Yeah. All
right. He cupped
Michael Jackson.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
Shekelton in the chat says, did his name rhyme with Schmen Schmears?
Yeah.
No, I was
going to say that, but I went for a Gatan Dugas.
Wow, you got molested.
Yeah.
But she liked it, sort of.
It kind of turned me on. Just because, first of all, I was turned on the whole night. Like, I want to go to gay clubs all the time now.
I feel like that's more, like, you know, that appeals to you.
Yes.
Because it's a room full of guys that you're never going to have sex with, and you can just look at them.
There's like no consequences.
It's a room full of mostly attractive guys,
right?
Like fondling each other,
mm-hmm.
And that's hot.
Would it be fair to say that you like mental stimulation better than actually having sex?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you would love a gay club, because it's guys that
they're intelligent.
Maybe it's just guys that you would never have to have any intimacy with. You could just look at them and then diddle yourself later.
Yeah, I guess.
That's like your perfect relationship.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess.
In a band.
This
Thanks,
is
Darren.
Dr.
You're
Darren.
Thank you. We'll be right back after this word from Dory.
It's a shame you were born too late to be a Village People groupie. They were just they're in a band, and they're all fucking each other.
Well, I'll tell you one more perk of that. It's perfect for them, too, because she owns like 80 strap-ons.
Yeah.
She could just fuck the
I
whole
don't
band.
I own 80 strap-ons, Darren. One.
Oh, yeah, all you need
one.
Sure.
Sir Reginald Fairfield in the chat says, Noah Imsky, you're a handsome man. Let me finger you.
Wait, Noah, how many strap-ons do you own?
One.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You said Sir Reginald, Rob. I thought that was like Noah, the name of Noah's strap-on. It's like, well, no,
that's
fancy.
Ew, that's
such
way
a fancy
no.
name for your strap-on.
Nowinski.
How are ya?
No, it gets plenty of Inski.
I like it.
So that's what I did last night.
I had an interesting experience last night as well.
Did you also get fingered at the gig?
No, but somebody almost did. A couple of friends of the wife and I invited us to Staten Island Yankees minor league baseball game.
Okay.
So that's warning sign number one.
Staten Island is warning
sign. And they live in Staten Island, so they were going to meet us at the – we were going to take the bus in from Brooklyn. They were going to meet us at the bus stop and drive us the rest of the way.
Okay.
So we had to take the bus to Staten Island.
Yeah.
So that's warning sign number two. So we get on the bus. And a couple of moderately attractive, like, teenage Mexican girls get on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also this other dude on the bus who's one of these guys with a very well-groomed goatee, and he's got the divots in his eyebrow.
Ugh.
He's got the gangster look. But he was either Latino or white. I couldn't really tell. He was one of those.
Okay,
he
one of those.
Might just have been a wigger kind
okay.
of a thing.
A lot of those in Staten Island, boy.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of everything bad in Staten
and,
Island.
And Italian mafia.
Yeah. But so we get on the bus, and he, you know, a couple stops in, he notices these two girls,
mm-hmm.
and he starts talking to them.
Okay.
And they're clearly not interested.
Okay.
So they move to the back of the bus where me and my wife were sitting. They sit behind us. He gets up and follows them.
Nice.
And he's like, yo, you shouldn't be getting all high and mighty about yourself. You ain't even that fucking hot. You got some nice blowjob lips, but you ain't all that. I paid fucking. Huh?
Who does he say
these two Mexican girls. He's like, I take time out of my fucking day to talk to you, and you
ew.
Just shake your head and walk to the back of the bus?
Out of his day.
What's wrong with you? I'm gorgeous. I am a gangster, and I am gorgeous. You're nothing but a $2 whore. And then he sits down by them, and for the rest of the ride, every minute or two, just screams, $2 whore at them.
Wow. Did they never reacted?
No. I don't know.
He probably
my back
speak
was
English.
I didn't want to turn around and get to the only thing worse than taking the bus to Staten Island is living the cliche of getting stabbed while taking the bus to Staten Island. I would never live that down. So I didn't want to get involved. But yeah, so for the rest of the ride, which is a good 20 minutes, just him drunkenly screaming $2 whore. And he said whore.
Whore.
Yeah.
You should
amazing.
You should write Mindy Mayer a letter
oh
about
my
your
God.
Experience.
I will shut down all bus lines to Staten Island.
She's all for women's rights, so
yeah.
She could have helped.
Speaking of Jewish women, Sid found a great story.
Wait, don't we have a caller?
Oh, we do have a caller.
Talk bad about Jews.
704, you're on the air with the Medical Injection Live.
Monica.
Hi, guys.
Monica?
Hi, can you hear me?
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
Did you put on the air?
I thought that was actually...
Oh, hello?
Sorry. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Monica.
Hi.
Hi.
First, Sid, I really liked your, like, gangster impression.
Thank you.
Good.
It was really good. I was scared. So I just wanted to chime in on this story with Noah, because I was awake, I was at a house party while she's at a gay club, and I just wanted to read a text that I got at 1:32 in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm going to take out the typos because she was really drunk and I had to, like, figure what she was saying.
Her phone just be like, fuck, did I text her?
No, wait, read it with the typos and see if we can figure
okay. Monica, some guy fingered me, I think. LOL. I'm slightly turned on, but grossed out. ... Therapy has good music and a good crowd. Everyone is so polite. Only she said do polite. Except for then guy that ginger ended me. No, but she's saying that his finger ended in me. It's so hot. I'm sweating into my eyes.
No. That came. Okay. First of all, what I meant to say. Hold on, because I have the text.
Wait, Sean was there and Noah got ginger ended. What is that?
Uh-oh. Oh, no, ginger ended.
He's wearing mesh underwire.
Everyone is so polite, except I got fingered.
Yeah, like all the guys would say, excuse me.
But
and,
other
like,
than that.
Sort of push you aside.
Excuse me while I cramp my finger inside of you.
And I meant like I was like... Like the temperature was so hot in there that like sweat was going into my eyes. That's what I meant. Not that I was like
hot
turned on.
Sure, he didn't get.
Oh yeah.
sink on your hang low.
Yeah, but I, except for then guy that ginger ended me. I don't know what that means.
I think ginger ended is probably fingered, right?
Yeah, I think you want to say his finger ended in me, ended up in me.
Also, I think that's added, like, autocorrect doesn't take words.
Yeah, away. It just mutilates my sentences.
Yeah, it just mutilates it. But I knew what she was trying to say, and I was, like, busting out laughing. I was like, well, she sounds like she's having a better night than I am.
Yeah, Monica went to the Hamptons last night.
Oh. Yeah, I went to, like, a huge house party, and in theory, it should have been great. It was, like, a massive house, tons of alcohol, burgers, grilling, a pool. There was a basement with, like, a DJ and lights on. It should have been so fun, but the people there sucked. It was, like, these really typical, like, Long Island Guido-type guys. They were, like, uber macho and, like, I don't know. I just felt like they were looking at me like a piece of meat and, like, were wasted. Ugh, gross.
Hey, Monica, that was a great party we went to, wasn't it?
When did we go to a great party?
Yeah, with a Patrick Swayze tattoo on his leg, by any chance?
No, Sean would have stuck out like a sore thumb.
Oh, all right.
But, oh, well. That's okay. I like Noah's text. I was living vicariously through her.
Yeah.
We drove back from the Hamptons at like 2:15 in the morning because we couldn't, we were like, we're not staying here.
Well, the two of you should go to that club at some point.
I can't wait. Yeah.
You have teamed.
Yo, I've gone. Like, I've been telling Noah for months. I'm like, you have to come out dancing with me to the gay club. She's like, no, that's not my scene.
Yeah.
But it just took her getting fingered. Now she loves it.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, if you guys go back to your show, I'm going to listen to you while I bake brownies.
No.
Okay. Oh, brownies.
Mm. Hash brownies.
Mm-hmm. Bring us some when you're done.
I wish they were hash brownies, but they're just Ghirardelli.
Still good.
Still good. Okay, maybe I'll deliver some later.
I was going to say, you have to coordinate it so neither one of you is on your period, because...
Well, even if I was, like, I would use a tampon. And then if he would put his hand on it, like, he wouldn't know.
If he feels a string.
What if he pulls out the plug, though?
No, but, like, the string, like... It's not that it goes inside, but it, like, stays in the underwear. It doesn't, like, hang out.
I was going to say, but if you're wearing
If
you're dancing hard, it might...
But if you're wearing the mesh panties, you might still have, like, a spaghetti strainer effect.
Well, okay, under, like, where... Okay, it's mesh on the top, but, like...
Where your cooch is.
Where my cooch is, it's
protected.
It's cotton or something.
I got it. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's not all mesh, because that would kind of hurt.
Oh, would it?
That's what
like
that's the impression
net.
I got before that it, when she said mesh panties.
Yeah, I thought the whole
thing. All mesh.
I thought you were straining some tomato juice through there.
Yeah.
It's a fishing net.
Yeah,
it's wearing a fishing
it was
net.
Like a tuna net. Yeah.
Good stuff in, but the junk comes out.
Yeah.
Like a sieve. A colander. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Monica.
Of course. Okay. Goodbye, guys. I'll see you later.
Enjoy your baking. You can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
And Don Jameson's pubes says it smells like a fishing net, probably.
Hey.
I didn't say it.
It was a long, sweaty night of dancing.
Yeah, I guess. But it doesn't smell like fish. It just like smells like sweat. I don't know.
Really? Have you
fish sweat?
Attempted to...
I haven't even showered from last night, I realized.
Really? Well, I didn't catch a whiff of anything.
Okay,
you walked right by me.
Your face in her crotch.
No, but I mean...
Put your face in her crotch.
Would you like to put your face in my crotch?
Listen, I'm not... For science, sure.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is that if a woman stinks and if her snatch stinks,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to have your face in her crotch.
You can smell it?
Like other parts of the body, you can't. But with a vagina, it just, like, stinks instantly. Yes.
Maybe you just have, like, a really strong olfactory nerve.
I don't...
The big words.
That was good. I don't think it's me. Oh, it's not a nerve, though. She kind of got it halfway.
Okay.
She said olfactory.
Yeah,
right?
She got that.
A gland.
You could have just said sense of smell. But you went all out.
I give you partial credit for that.
I appreciate the ambition.
I'm a science person.
But, yeah, if a girl has a smelly vagina, you can pick it up right away.
Interesting. So can you tell when a girl is on her period?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Taryn has a sixth sense.
If they're not hygienic, I mean, it has a distinct smell.
Like, how close do you have to be to the vagina to tell?
I guess it depends, but like
sitting next to.
Well, where you are for me, I would say I could
couple
smell
feet.
It. You can't. Am I the only guy that smells
only
period?
Once in my life, I with one of my ex girlfriends. She was on her period, and I was sitting on the bed with her, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
It's like a rusty.
But
like,
that was only once ever. The only time I've ever.
I smell it like in elevators all the time and stuff.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
My God.
That's because there's blood splattered on the wall.
Are you alone in the elevator? Are there people?
It's just me. It's my period.
Like somebody with a period has been here the last 24 hours.
You're like Monk.
Yeah, except only with women who've had periods recently.
CSI.
Well, interesting, Darren.
Like a shark.
Yeah.
You smell blood. There are a couple of other weird things that happen at this minor league baseball game. Well, the first thing wasn't at the minor league baseball game, but Cardinal Dolan was making an appearance at the game.
Who is that?
I've met him before. He's crazy, that guy.
He did material. Like, they gave him the mic.
Who is it?
He's the Pope of New York, basically.
How did
Noah
meet him?
Because
he was at Sirius, and I was working the broadcast, and he's a he likes drinking whiskey.
What? He had material.
He's Irish. Yeah, he's like this like big red man.
Yeah. So he was going to throw out the first pitch, but they gave him the mic beforehand, and he's like, if I dip my hand in holy water, does it count as a spitball? But then he threw out the first pitch and missed the catcher by like 10 feet.
Really?
He hooked it to the left like a mile. It was awesome. And then to go on with the Catholic Church vibe, the weirdest PA announcement I've ever heard during a baseball game, like around the seventh inning, all of a sudden
there are three little boys missing. Can you please? Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
due to threat of lightning strike, tonight's Boy Scout sleepover has been canceled. It will be rescheduled for a later date.
What?
Lightning strike is code name for Cardinal Dolan.
So like the day that the freaking Cardinals here, they were having a Boy Scout sleepover. Are you fucking kidding me?
Bad planning.
So I played it up in my section. I was like, why the hell did I come here if they were going to cancel the damn sleepover? This is bullshit. I'm leaving. The kids sitting around were not pleased with that.
Who cares?
But the Boy Scout sleepover has been doing so fucking weird.
That's sad.
Never again to a Staten Island Yankees game.
Yeah, that's two things that you don't want.
And then it was also foam finger night, but the foam finger was for like Staten Island Hospital. So like I was afraid we were going to get a foam finger with like a Yankee logo on it, but it was just a foam finger that said Staten Island's number one hospital for minimally invasive surgery.
That's what you really want to wear.
That was a foam finger that you got? Can we give that away to the winner of the
Fantasy Football
League?
Yes.
That you still need people to
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That should be like second place.
We need at least one more person. We have an odd number of teams right now, so somebody please join or else I'll be forced to make Rob join, and he really doesn't want that.
Yeah, please.
So either send me a message on the Metal Injection website at Sid something, Sid with a space and then something, or tweet me at Bland Injection, or post in the comments of this this here episode, or send Rob a message in the chat right now, something. Give me your email address and I'll invite you to
Don't be a bitch.
I really want to do a baseball league next
Nobody's going to want to. It takes too much effort.
I guarantee you someone's
Shingletown asked, did the foam finger touch Noah's vagina?
Not yet.
Great question.
I didn't bring it today, but I mean, next week.
I say we should make it for money. Then people will do it.
No.
That's Darren's gambling mind.
What? No, I'm fine with that.
Because Sid will win.
But it's just weird, like, I don't know, like, you'd have to, like, verify that they're of age.
I don't want to take their
no money.
Take their money.
Yeah. How are we collecting the money?
They need that money to go to concerts. And
No money.
Yeah.
No money.
Yeah.
So, these Orthodox people have these modesty glasses now in Jerusalem.
You haven't heard about this, Noah? It's these
spectacles.
Blur stickers that you stick on your glasses lenses. So do you want to read the whole thing, or should I just summarize?
Just summarize.
Because there's, you know, sometimes there's immodest women walking around, you don't want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So what these stickers do is you can see like up to like 5 feet away, but anything past that is blurred.
Oh
so
my,
if there are
ridiculous.
Any immodest women around, they're blurred to you, but you won't be walking through the walls or anything.
What if they're not 5 feet away from you? What if they're like 4 feet?
Then you're screwed. Then you got to turn around or back up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they sell these blur glasses now.
So absurd.
What are they so afraid of that's going to happen if they see something?
They might get a boner like that guy.
Oh my god. their pants are very
probably not.
If you don't want that,
probably not. Like that. Guy.
You know they wear those chastity things to contain their boners.
Do they really? Or is that just wishful thinking on your part?
It's an assumption. Yeah.
Those they're probably too expensive. Rob,
No, I have nothing.
Rob and I went to Summer Slaughter on Thursday.
Yeah,
on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Well, first of all, Summer Slaughter started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
On a Wednesday. What the fuck is that all about?
I mean, yeah. So
lots
I missed
of young kids go.
I missed a lot of the bands because I couldn't leave work early.
That's why they had to cancel the Boy Scout meeting, because Summer Slaughter was on. Go ahead.
They were tying knots.
Mountain men.
And ropes.
Mountain boys.
Yeah, no, and like going to a show with Rob now becomes so frustrating. Because he gets recognized every 5 seconds.
Well, also when he tweets from the Metal Injection account, "Hey, Rob's at Summer Slaughter. Say hi if you see him." Which you did this week.
Actually, it's
yeah.
Frank that does that.
Oh,
because
did Frank do
no,
that?
No.
I did that. No, because I had stickers I wanted to give them away.
Oh, yeah.
So?
It's like the guy in the van with candy for the kids in elementary school. Like, oh, come here.
It was weird, though, when some of you were like, "Hey, Rob!" And I'm like, "Do I know you?" Oh, no, I don't know you. Okay.
A lot of them were really nice, like when they came up and said, "Oh, you know, I like your website," and then they give you a pat on the back and leave.
Yeah.
And then there are like the lingerers, the ones that linger around, and Rob has to like have a conversation with them.
Yeah,
try to be nice.
I know.
The worst is I notice people staring now, and then I think like, do I have something on my face?
Oh my god!
No, just...
and it's just my face.
Yes, you're just a handsome man.
They're just wait, do I know that guy from CollarMe.com? I'm so familiar.
I'm so happy that nobody knows who the fuck I am, because I would go crazy if that happened
to me. If they go to the website, how do they not know who you are?
Look, if they do know who I am and
they're
like they're
too
paralyzed with fear and they can't talk to me because they're social delinquent or whatever, fine, because I wouldn't want to be in Rob's position.
Really?
I think some of them also don't visit the website. They just see interviews on YouTube of, like, whatever bands they like. A lot of the
Noah
bands on the
interviews?
Tour.
Hasn't Noah done YouTube interviews?
But I've done far more than Noah.
Yeah.
So just, like, the probability of them seeing me is much greater.
Hmm. And also you're 6'10".
Yeah, and I'm much easier to spot.
Yeah. Well, that's how I found everyone. Usually if I go to shows... separate, I'll be able to pinpoint the group by Rob's hair.
Or his loud voice.
Or his loud voice.
Follow the bellows.
I've done that a couple of times. Like, you just see a sea of people and
then Rob's
head floating over.
Balls.
Overhead.
What else is going
on? Well, how was the show, though? Didn't you start
to... Oh, it was good.
It was
metal.
It was a great review, Rob.
Periphery gave us all shout-outs, and even I got one for the first time.
Really?
And then people like started clapping
people
for Metal Injection.
People cheered for Metal Injection. That was exciting.
What did they say about you?
No, they just said, "We just want to say thanks for coming" or something. What'd they say? I don't know.
Jake, the guitarist, is like, "I want to say to my mom, hey, Mom. Thanks for making this happen."
Mm-hmm.
And then,
she made
and I want to give a shout out to Metal Injection. Everybody here knows Metal Injection, right? And then they cheered.
Yeah.
Like they knew. Oh. Even if they were just trying to be part of the cool crowd.
Was there like a gigantic Metal Injection banner behind them as they said this?
Someone came out with an applause sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what made it happen.
That
was Ken Pierce.
Well, if Ken Pierce was there, I'm sure that he was very much hurt by the attention that Metal Injection got.
Why does he hate us now?
I don't think he hates, but I'm sure that
he's jealous.
Would like the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, update your website to something past 1999, and then maybe that'll help.
Some
sick
people...
Burn.
Yeah, he probably just didn't upgrade the publisher software or whatever. AOL publisher.
Yeah. AOL front page.
Internet in a box.
Is that a thing?
It was a thing like 20 years ago when I bought it.
What was it?
Internet in a box?
Yeah, it was like a web browser software and an FTP. It was all like the different internet programs that you would need in one box.
So it was like an NES, you know, type of thing? Like
No. It was just programs and stuff and then instruction manuals.
But what did you hook it up to your computer?
You just installed it on your computer.
So I don't understand what
this
it
was
did.
Before, like, even AOL, I think.
But what did it do for you that you couldn't do with a computer anyway?
It gave you the programs.
What
like
programs?
Back then, computers didn't come with web browsers and shit.
I don't know.
You remember when you had to type commands and stuff into the computer?
Yeah, I remember that.
So it was like, here's a Netscape disk, and here's a FTP program, and here's an email program.
Oh, when you said internet in a box, I thought it was like a console.
No. It was just
that's
like a box of disks. It was called internet in a box.
I got it. All right.
I was like in junior high, and I'm like, and there was like a 1,000-page instruction manual, and I was like, Mom, will you get me internet service if I read this whole book so I know how to do it right? I swear I'll do it right. And she's like, all right, fine, whatever.
That was very
and
sad.
I had internet in the box.
Do you remember how like pathetic computer games used to be? Like I remember in school we had computer class. And I was used to play Oregon Trail.
That game is awesome. Great.
Yeah, no, I used to love that game, but it would always crash. What? And then you'd have to start all the way from the beginning.
Well, that makes sense because they didn't have any electricity on the Oregon Trail. They had very bad internet service.
A real immersive experience down to the game crashing and not saving.
And then in computer class, we also had that one program where you, I think it was called Logo or something, like where you had to type in a command and you made a turtle move.
Yes. I remember.
Remember?
I'm 10 years older than you, so I had like Jumpman and Choplifter.
Frogger?
Well, Frogger was an arcade game.
But I think one of my computer classes had like that, like in the Tandy computer.
Uh-huh.
We had the Frogger game, among others.
Yeah, very educational Frogger series.
Yeah.
We had to write basic programs, you know. 10 print.
Yeah, remember that.
I did basic programming.
20 go to 10.
It was only a couple years ago that Rob upgraded the metal injection site above B.
Oh, yeah. Right. It was on C- before.
I still give it a C-.
Well, he programmed it in Fortran the first time. And then,
Fortran?
Not 4chan, Fortran.
I don't know what Fortran is.
It's another old programming language.
Whoa. You out-nerded me, Darren.
Well,
you should check Darren's website.
Darren is a better web developer.
Yeah.
He knows his history.
Yeah.
You're a friggin' hipster web developer. You don't know.
It's all about changing with the times. He doesn't need to know all that old stuff.
Jerk. If you forget the past, you're doomed to repeat it.
Rob, what's wrong with you today? You're so like...
I'm not talking
I'm out of it. Yeah. I shouldn't have smoked all that weed before the show.
You want to just go home?
Yeah, we should just
get
call
a jump
it.
Start on Breaking Bad?
Yep. Make it an early night.
Fuck it.
Look, I can't bring my A game all the time. There's some times where I'm going to have to take a back seat, guys, and you guys have to finally step it up.
Haven't we been doing that for 4 years already?
No, this is the first time.
I'm still waiting for that A game.
That's not me laughing. That's the sound effect.
That's the sound effect. Rob saying that. That really was him laughing. We should just play Rob sound effects all day, and you won't have to talk.
Okay, I'll get out of here, guys. Huh?
Do you have any calls?
No. The number to dial is 646.
Balls.
Do we have any cookies?
646 balls.
And brownies or something? Cupcakes?
929.
I'm more Funyuns.
646-929-1357. That's the number.
You can tell us about your weekend.
If a listener wants to bring us some cookies, maybe like Entenmann's chocolate chip, the soft ones, they're very tasty. I would appreciate that.
Well, Shingletown lives nearby.
Yeah, Shingletown. Bring us some Entenmann's.
Sid, there's something in the chat that's going to make you very angry.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to read it to you. It says, at Dexter, greater than sign, Breaking Bad.
Oh, who said this?
Don Jameson's pubes.
Oh,
he's had good lines in the chat so far.
That's an absurd statement. I don't even think Michael C. Hall would agree with that statement.
Although I will say that Dexter was a great show.
It was.
Yeah,
up until the last season.
Last season stunk.
For me, up until the season before the last season, but...
I like
same
it.
Difference. We've all arrived at the same location.
I thought that season 5 was a drop off from the previous ones, but still good.
Okay.
But season 6 was terrible. It was so bad. I can't believe that they looked at those scripts and said, "We have to film this. This is so good."
I almost feel like
either way. I don't think they really care.
But I mean, you know, you can't embarrass yourself. It's such horrible.
I bet Tom Hanks was like, "Look, I need something for my son to do.
Uh-huh.
So can you write a script that would accommodate him?"
Well, I thought he wasn't even. Maybe I'm wrong. I remember him not being the first choice for that. Like somebody turned it down, and then he took that role.
Or maybe Tom Hanks had a hit on the first guy.
I thought he was good in the role. I just thought the whole, you know, the whole concept.
Yeah, like, with using religion and stuff, it was stupid.
And like someone said, Sway's Schmata said the cliffhanger saved it, and I agree with that. Like, it didn't save it. I shouldn't say it's. I agree with that. It didn't save it, but it was.
What was the cliffhanger?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Who cares? Go ahead.
Deb walks in on Dexter killing.
Oh yeah.
Well, wasn't she like about to tell him that she's in love with him?
Yeah, she came there to tell him that she's in love with him.
The only reason I know is because Darren has told me about this.
Yeah, you didn't see the whole season, right? She walks. She rushes over to the crime scene, and she's looking for him to tell him that, you know, that she's in love with him. She's discovered this through therapy, and she walks in on him plunging the knife into the guy.
And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
No, she goes, "What the fuck?" And then like he's like, "Uh-oh," and then it ends.
He actually said, "Uh-oh."
I forgot what he said.
And he goes, "Oopsie daisy."
Something like that. It really is. It really is something like that. It's something dumb.
I have to say though, like. When Monica and I like hang out, I started watching Breaking Bad because she hasn't seen it. So like I've been watching it from season one, and you're gonna one me. So just like seeing all those really climactic scenes again, it's still like the same reaction.
Yep.
And it's still good the second time. I don't feel like I can say the same thing about Dexter. Like
no,
I won't go back and watch it from the beginning.
I watched season four again of Dexter, and that was. Great. It was still just as intense as it was, but that's the best season.
The best season was when Rita got killed.
Yeah.
At the end.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The John Lithgow season. Yeah, that was a really good season.
Oh, yeah.
When that season ended, I was so excited about that show, and then the next season was
stunk. Yeah.
Well, I think the bar was too high for them to jump over it again. Because the thing with that show is that, like, basically there's no more... There's some character progression, but it's not like Breaking Bad where it's like a straight line.
Yeah.
Like, well, the thing with Dexter, that's like he can't get caught because then you have no show. So
right.
If you know that there's no consequences, then what are the stakes really in the show?
That is true, but they also...
That's why when the wife got killed that one season, it's like, all right, there's a consequence.
Yeah.
He didn't get caught, but that's a pretty big consequence.
Right.
And then the next season ends, and he just gets away with it again. Like, he almost gets caught with Deb and stuff, but then she decides to walk away instead of catching the killer. And it's like,
what the fuck
was that?
And then this past season, he doesn't kill anybody hardly. Like
really?
He only killed like two people that weren't the main killer.
Okay.
Like, you know how he used to go off on different
once
missions?
Once a week, yeah. It'd be like the...
Nope, no more. It's all about the main killer, which sucked.
Yeah.
And all the side characters really suck.
Yeah.
All the other cops and stuff.
No, I like...
Quinn.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
I thought you would like him because he's like a raggedy-looking cocksucker.
Yeah.
Howard his hand.
He was in Batman, too, and he basically played the same role, like a loud, boisterous,
I thought he was
cop.
In the third one, not two.
I think she meant T-O-O.
Oh, Batman 2? All right.
Also?
Yeah, T-O-O.
Okay.
Also.
Sorry.
We have a caller.
Uh-oh.
Good.
Is it Michael C. Hall?
Maybe. 267?
Hey.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Ted Danson.
Hello, Ted Danson.
I got this great idea for a movie, okay, that I'm going to be making. Do you want to hear it?
Sure, please.
Okay, so it's a romantic comedy with Tom Hanks and Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
You see where it's going?
No. Keep going.
Okay. So Betty White is Tom Hanks' grandmother, right, and he's living with him. Because he's been having weird depression, okay? And so Betty White is trying to set him up with different dates, and they're all quirky. And it'll be a total shit movie, but it'll make so much money because people are stupid, right? And they love chick flicks.
All right.
That's it?
Thank you, Ted Danson.
Come on, man.
No.
You're welcome.
You gotta put
your friend
into it, the man.
Where's the joke? What's the joke?
Yeah.
Oh, there is no joke.
What's going to be compelling about this movie that's going to make people pay $15 and then like another $30 for snacks?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's going to be in 3D and smell-o-vision. You get to smell Betty White's vagina.
Oh.
Do they have smell-o-vision?
No, they used to. No, they years ago they had it. Mm. But it wasn't real. It was like the theater would shoot, like, you know, when it was time to
stuff
smell
that makes you hungry?
Yeah, when somebody farted, they would spray a fart. You know,
but
whatever.
Then people were developing, like, brain tumors because
is that right?
I don't know, probably. What kind of chemicals were they using to generate smell?
Who knows? It was a great thing from the Kentucky Fried movie. Did you ever see that movie? And the guy walks into a theater, and this movie will be shown in feel around. So, like some dude just stands behind them, and like the woman is, you know, on the screen is feeling up the guy's chest, and the guy starts touching his chest like that, and he's like, I smell another woman's cologne. She smacks him. The guy smacks him in the face. You know, well, whatever.
Yeah. So I'm going to get off now and make some casting calls. So see you guys.
Right. Could you bring us some cookies?
Thanks, Ted.
Yep. See you guys.
Thank you.
Someone bring some cookies to the studio, please. Thank you.
Great on Becker, by the way.
Come on, Shankletown. If you want a chance to sit in on the live cast, or at least the second half of one, bring us some free cookies, and maybe we'll let you sit in. Come on.
646-929-1357. That's the number. Let's take a little music break.
All right. Why, so you could take a nap?
Yeah, I need a power nap.
You need one, man.
Guys, step it up for me.
Power napping all over the world.
Gonna play a new Devin Townsend song to kick it off.
Oh,
Injection Livecast is brought to you by Truth. Truth's giving you a chance to win free tickets to the 2012 Rockstar Uproar Festival daily. Visit facebook.com/truthorange for your chance to win. Yep, it's that easy. The Metal Injection Livecast wants to send you to Iron Maiden. If you're in the Dallas area, we're giving away two tickets to Iron Maiden and Coheed and Cambria at the Gexa Energy Pavilion. Just leave a comment on this episode's page to win. If you want a guarantee entry, you can get tickets at livenation.com.
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Nola, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yeah.
Looks like Rob and Noah have run out of weed. I guess that means the music break is over. Here's more of what some people would call comedy.
All right, welcome back.
Before we keep the show going, sorry, I think I have some live reads.
All right.
I'm just going to cough all over them.
Great. All right. Truth is giving you a chance to win some free tickets to the 2012 Rockstar Uproar Festival daily. Visit facebook.com/truthorange for your chance to win. Yep.
It's that easy. Noah choking does not come with the tickets.
No. Although that can be done on her spare time.
Whoa. I don't know what that's about.
I'm just going to send people an MP3 of me coughing. That they can play while they visit the website.
And Iron Maiden. The Metal Injection Livecast wants to send you to Iron Maiden. If you're in the Dallas area, we are giving away two tickets to Iron Maiden and Coheed and Cambria this Friday, August 17th at the Gexa Energy Pavilion. Just leave a comment on this episode's page to win. If you want a guarantee entry, you can get tickets at livenation.com.
When is that show, Darren?
August 17th, this Friday, Rob.
And who's playing that show?
Noah will be choking on cock.
No,
hey. No.
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Okay.
And Coheed and Cambria.
Good stuff.
We must have a lot of fans in Dallas. Every concert we promote is at Dallas.
Yeah. I'm going to Dallas in like a week and a half.
Really?
If any of our fans want to hook me up with some weed.
Will you be choking?
We will no longer be getting advertisements from Dallas after this wonderful live read that we've just done.
Well, you started talking about her choking. I was just going to zip right through it.
You're right. It's all my fault.
But maybe the person who wins the tickets can take me to see Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be there this Friday. August 17th.
Well, maybe I'll just go early if someone invites me along.
She's a lady of leisure.
How about we just give you the tickets?
No, you've won.
You've won the tickets, Noah.
Fabulous.
Contest over.
You don't count as an employee of Metal Injection because we don't get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can win the tickets.
Yeah, wait a minute. This whole time I could have entered your contest.
Yeah.
You could have won all of those guitars.
I could have won that Alexi Alejo guitar.
Yeah.
And the Killswitch skateboard.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It just looks bad, I think, in general. If you're someone who you're
saying no looks bad?
Yes.
Darren.
That's exactly what I said.
What? Why would you say that about me?
I didn't. Sid's just trying to be a dickhead.
Oh, try. No.
I think succeeding.
No, I was just... I never really realized that technically I'm not really a Metal Injection employee.
Yeah,
it's not. I don't think it's about being paid. It's just there's if you happen
you're
to win,
a contributor.
Like what if what if you happen to win? You know, randomly, it would just look bad on the contest.
Because they keep it too inside.
What you have to do is get Jenny to enter or something. Well, no, she's been on the air too.
But do you like show who the winner is for every single contest?
No, I mean we could rig it, but we don't.
Yeah. Usually,
because you're good guys. You care.
We use a Diebold to count the votes for each contest.
Ernst & Young?
Yeah.
No, a monkey in a room with a computer.
Come on, take it easy on Rob.
What? I am not a monkey.
I didn't even mean Rob.
I'm a man.
A shaved ape? Should we say that? No? Partially shaved ape.
Oh, no, that's not me.
Dolphin?
See, I'm talking while the ape is making sounds. It's not me.
That sounded like a dolphin to me.
Yeah.
It does kind of sound like a dolphin.
You're right.
It is a monkey.
That's Sean. That's Sean's animal noise.
An aquatic monkey.
So let's talk about Dave Mustaine.
Speaking of aquatic monkeys.
Yeah. He's in the news again. It's been a while. It's been about 2 months since he did something crazy, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Or at least something crazy that was recorded.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure he does crazy things on a daily basis.
Yeah. He's good friends with Alex Jones, who runs a website called InfoWars.
Yeah.
And it's like a pretty paranoid website.
Very.
And he was on talking political stuff. Always great. And I felt, since there's transcriptions of it, there's also audio of it, but I think it's way more fun to have Darren interpret what he's saying than actually listen to Dave Mustaine say it, because it sounds so much worse coming out of your mouth, Darren.
And I mean that as a compliment, of course.
Well, the thing is that when you hear him talk, he sounds nothing like I'm doing his singing voice reading the article.
Yeah.
But his voice just sounds like he's such a schlub.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, Alex Jones. But you can't
he just
even
talks through his teeth.
Like, when you actually watch an interview with him, it's like you can't really hear what the fuck he's even saying.
Yeah.
You're like the voice of Mustaine's id.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the things he's saying should be belted out. And I hate fucking African women.
Yeah.
Put a plug in your vagina.
Yeah, that's what he said.
They should be belted out.
Yeah.
Put a plug in it.
So do you want to read some of this stuff? Like on USA becoming a police state.
I thought you were sending it to me.
Oh, I sent it to you.
I didn't get it.
Well, then.
Rob, I think you dreamt that while you were taking a nap.
I'll read it off your screen. That's easy.
Okay,
he's
sure.
Probably got other stuff on his screen.
Unless
right
you
now.
Can do it quickly.
He's got that Olympic rower on his screen still.
On the USA... On the USA becoming a police state. I'm 50 years old now, and I've lived a great life, and I've been around for a long time. Most of our fans, or most of the people who are against me, are very young and very... What does that mean, the people who are against me? Are
like people who are disagreeing with his politics?
Okay. He's saying that his fans are like dumb and don't understand.
They're naive.
Yeah. So have his fans turned on him? Is that what he's saying?
Well, yeah, like all the stuff about like gay marriage and stuff.
I didn't know that there was any backlash.
There's been a huge backlash, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know like us. You know,
Terry, can you stop holding the mic sideways?
I'm sorry. I just got angled there. Hold on. What? Is that a technical thing or did it just look like I was sucking a dick?
It's more of just a technical thing.
Oh,
like, 'cause
you were laughing.
You were talking into the base of the microphone. You'd like to...
Well, because I'm leaning over and she's like, I don't know, I got twisted up. All right, are you ready? Most of our fans, or most of the people who are against me, are very young and very impressionable, which is part of being young. That saying that youth is wasted on young people, that's totally true. I remember when I was really young, I was very impressionable. And I believed a lot of things before I checked it out. Well, see, now he's an adult, so he doesn't believe a lot of things before checking them out, like Obama being a fucking Kenyan, right?
What I like is that the young fans are very impressionable, but clearly he's made no impression on them.
Yeah, exactly.
So his politics make no impression. It's just the true ones.
I was under the impression that he that he was, you know, like the stupid Megadeth fans are, like, supporting what he says.
The stupid ones, yeah. But apparently there's a couple of intelligent Megadeth fans. Who knew?
All right. You scrolled away from it.
Oh, sorry.
Rob's a bad teleprompter operator.
All right. And if I would have been told the things that I do now are going to affect me later on in life, I would have probably said something like, well, I don't know that I'm going to live that long, but now I'm 50. And I've watched so many administrations come and go, and I'm watching my children grow up, which is an awesome part of when a man and a woman marry and have children.
Oh,
he's giving the birds and the bees now.
Unbelievable.
When a man loves a woman, to watch them grow up, that you have concerns about stuff like that. Should I read this whole thing? It's like a novel.
I wanted to go through, like good parts.
Planning. We can edit this out later.
I love that. This part about checkpoints that I just selected. If you want to read this one.
When we're traveling through all the different checkpoints over through Europe, before all the globalization was taking place, and each country had its own border, and they had their own language.
What, they don't have their own language?
Yeah, or border. It's not all one country now.
And stuff like that. You come up to the customs, you'd go to the border, you'd have to stop and hand in your passport and stuff like that, and now you just kind of roll through there. But when you come to your own country, it's harder to come home. It's harder to go through an airport here in the United States of America than it was for even to go to Moscow!
That's because we don't want you back here, Dave.
Yes, someone's figured that out.
And it's like, isn't that more of a reflection of how not safe it is to travel in Moscow.
Yes, it's Dave, exactly what it
Davey,
is.
Davey, stay in Europe.
If only. We just got back from Moscow, and we rolled through there so fast, I was laughing about it. Because we got out of the plane through customs, got our luggage, and we're in the vans rolling to the hotel for the show faster than we got through customs when I come home to the U.S.
The paragraph before it is actually really good, too, if you want to read that.
And I don't understand what his complaint is. Like, does he not want
his freedoms are taken away? He later goes on to say that, like, his daughter got fondled.
How
by
old
a
is
TSA
daughter?
Agent, like, very young.
Was she at a gay club?
She was wearing mesh panties. She was asking for it.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, you weren't talking about me, were you?
Sort of.
Wait, no, you scrolled past that.
I wanted to... All right, okay. I'll read it if you want.
I have a thing about it as well.
I see it. But again, looking at these financial things, because I'm filling out my will... And everything right now because I'm nearing the end of my life.
What?
Is he
50?
He's 50.
Well,
he's closer to the end of his life.
Wishful thinking.
Well, he could barely fucking move his neck. Jesus.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll live a long, long time. But I have to face reality. Getting at that age where a lot of men make that journey. Either to heaven, which I think I'm going to, or some to hell.
Can you imagine Davis staying at the pearly gates?
Let me in!
No!
Fuck! And I was looking at this thing that said you cannot open a bank account outside the United States of America anymore. If I move to England and say I live there for the rest of my life, if I open a bank account, they have to notify the United States so that the United States can continue to tax me! Even if I don't live in the United States anymore. And I thought, this is crazy. Is that even really true?
I
can't imagine that that's exactly true the way he said it. Either. I think that's more because all the rich Americans have offshore accounts so they don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
But I don't think if you're a resident of the United States anymore, that would still count.
I think even if you're a resident of the United States, if you have your accounts in other certain countries, you don't have to pay taxes on them. That's the whole point.
Currently.
That's why people do that.
Yeah.
Cause he's upset basically that he can't not pay taxes.
Yeah.
He can't evade taxes.
Yeah.
Where's that thing where he says he's like? I want to read the part where he says that he's not rich anymore.
Oh,
where is that?
He should never have been rich.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
fucking Dave Mustaine.
Oh,
come
here
on.
It is. All right.
I think this whole thing is worth reading.
It just hurts my voice.
Yeah,
okay,
come
okay,
on.
Just, okay.
Maybe you can do an impression.
Sure.
Like, pass the baton for some parts.
Oh, here's he kissing his own ass. Some of the songs can be construed as a bit unrealistic. Some of the songs are fun. They're make-believe topics and stuff like that. But songs like Peace Sells are still relevant today. Songs like Holy Wars are still relevant today. And that wasn't because I was clever and came up with the lyrics.
Didn't he? I don't know. Whatever.
I paid attention. I watched what happened through the Carter years, through the Ford years, and watched what Jimmy Carter did to our country. Taxes at 70% when I was growing up. And thinking, how on earth did anybody survive back then?
But everyone did somehow.
Yeah, everyone.
Wow.
He's because, really showing his age by saying
yeah.
that.
But
that,
Ford administration, good God.
I mean, that's what makes the country work is when people pay, when that high marginal tax rate
yeah.
is high.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Obama, now, I forgot the exact number, but it's like the fourth largest marginal tax rate in history.
Yeah.
Fourth lowest.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And the only three that were lower were the two Bushes and Reagan.
Yeah.
So... Did you tell me that Nixon was a fucking more of a communist than Obama? Like,
didn't Nixon start the EPA?
Yes.
They would hate Nixon now.
The way the country prospers is when rich people put their fucking money back into the economy. Yeah. But if you don't force them to do it,
They just, like you said, offshore accounts.
I'll keep my money then.
They outsource jobs.
Jews do.
Yeah, people who, like middle class people, they're forced to put their money back.
It's like how sometimes you go to the museum and they say, all right, it's a $15 entry fee. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine, here's $15. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you go to the museum and they're like, oh, suggested fee of $15. You're like, fuck that, I'll give $2.
Here's a cent.
Keep my shit.
Noah, how much was the ammunition museum?
It was free.
Anyone
come on, it's
you?
In Israel. They're not. Nobody would go in if it be charged.
Well, I did have to take a plane down there and everything, so I guess if you do the total expenses.
No,
that doesn't count.
Wait, you didn't read the best.
Sorry.
The best part of this part, starting right here.
I'm jumping around.
Yeah, come on, read the best part of that part.
Yeah, thanks.
For me, when you take out 5% for the business manager, 15% for the personal manager, 10% for the agent, and 45% for taxes, what's left for Dave?
What? Does he really say what's left for Dave?
It's word for word.
Oh, my God.
And people think, oh, Dave's a millionaire. No, Dave isn't.
Good.
Dave's an American that's getting plowed by the government. What,
God,
a,
what a
fucking crybaby.
A cocksucker.
He really is the worst person in history. Oh.
What about this, the impeachment stuff? You want to talk about that?
Let's see. Why hasn't somebody moved to impeach this man?
With all of the proof, I picture him standing on a soap, like a literal soapbox, right? Fucking crate of
on
soap.
On a milk carton.
With all of the proof about his birth certificate being fake.
All of the proof.
What proof, Dave?
Donald Trump
proof.
Emailed him something once.
And you see, he also believes that, like, fucking, you know, Pop Rocks explode when you put them in Coke. I got an email about it.
A chain mail.
And you see the signs in Kenya that say the birthplace of Barack Obama.
That was photoshopped. It was a photoshopped joke. That's like...
He's on 4chan.
That's like when we posted that photo of like the clouds, and it was goatsy, and people were like, oh, wow, what a beautiful sight.
So now it all makes sense why he wants all African women to plug up their vaginas, because if they had, then Barack Obama and his mind would never have been born.
I heard Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL.
True. And Marilyn Manson was on Mr. Belvedere. He believes all that shit.
Wait, we got to read the...
I'm getting to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello! Come on, guys. How stupid are we right now? I guess the best revenge is when you look back in history at what Michelle wore at his inauguration. And she had a black dress on with two red triangles. So she looked like a black widow turned upside down.
What?
So there's got to be some symbology there.
Stan really said this?
Yes. This is, I'm not making this up. You just don't wear something like that to some event like that without there being some kind of future message being told.
What message? Does he explain what he's talking about?
We'll ask Alex Jones. I don't know. He's the one that makes all this shit up on who he is and what he stands for. I'm a Christian man who loves his family, loves his country, and most importantly, loves God.
He means himself. He considers
also he loves his country, but not enough to pay fair share of taxes to help the country.
Right. Well, he doesn't consider helping. What about Dave?
Yeah, I guess he is part of the country.
What about Dave?
A very specific part
Dave
of the country that he loves.
Dave is the country.
Yeah. He's cunty.
My country is of me.
Yeah.
Is there any more good stuff in there?
That's pretty much the bulk of it.
Fucking what an idiot.
He is the worst.
Worst person in the world.
What an asshole he is.
It's true.
Don't we have that drop?
No. I have what a piece of shit.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. What a piece of shit he
is. And what a piece of shit I am. I fucked up.
So upsetting.
The worst.
And Noah, do you feel... Because I feel this way in a certain sense, but you also had the added dynamic of him being a sex symbol to you. But, like, to me, he started up, like, up here.
Yeah.
Like, he was my idol. And then every time he opens his mouth, it just dropped. Now he's, like, under the table.
Yeah, it's... I don't even want to listen to Megadeth anymore.
But I feel like with you, it probably it was even double impact because he was like good looking to you, and
right.
now he's an old lesbian. So
at
the same time, your respect for his personality was declining.
As he was falling down, like his face was just getting beat.
Right.
Yeah.
Each
by
time.
Whatever it was he was falling into.
And now his face is—he looks like he has a mouthful of cotton balls now.
Yeah.
Like well, the old. Ugliness of his insides is now reflected by the ugliness of his outside.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Wait.
Uh-oh.
We have to go back.
Oh. All right, Jack.
Lost.
Yeah. Rob's awake. Everybody.
Yeah, you have to put this paragraph back on like, security. Mm-hmm. We missed the best.
Rob's night. Awake enough to tell somebody else to do something. And then to sit back again.
The thing that really is blowing me away is this molecular scanner. Whatever they're talking about. And it's not only here. The Russians have one, too. So it's something that's very real. And I read up on that.
Well, he was in Moscow. He knows.
He read up on it.
Yeah.
And it's on Alex Jones' site.
On Reddit.
Infowars.com. And it says it's about gunpowder and explosives. And that's the primary purpose of it. But it also says that it can read inside your system and say what kind of medication you're on. So I imagine that what they're going to do is they're going to have a database to cross-reference whether the person that shows up got narcotics in their system is under doctor's care or not. For example, for me, when we're on tour, we're around people who do pyro. And pyro is gunpowder and explosives for fireworks. So if I shake hands with my pyrotechnician, I'm going to get arrested for being a terrorist.
Good. What a leap. He's just
the next sentence. No, you have to read the next sentence. That's really the crowning jewel of this whole statement.
Because I've got trace elements of gunpowder and explosives on me because there's fireworks going on. On top of the fact that because of the cocaine use and people using dollar bills rolled up, there's traces of cocaine on all money.
So everyone who uses dollar bills is going to get arrested
based
on this new technology because
why
only use fives.
What do you think Dave Mustaine is like at home with his wife and kids?
I'm sure he...
Why do you want me to go in that room? Did you install a molecular scanner?
He probably prances around his room spouting ridiculous conspiracy theories.
He just sits around watching Fox News and screaming at the television, probably.
And how much taxes he has to pay.
Oh, you finished the milk? What about Dave?
What about Dave?
What about Dave's coffee? Am I supposed to have it black?
By the way,
Dave's going to eat dry cereal?
That's the episode title, by the way. What about Dave?
I wonder what kind of slippers he has at home. Like, does he have the rubber, like, Adidas slippers, or are they, like, soft,
you don't think he has Crocs
slippers?
With the Megadeth logo on them? Or maybe the Metallica logo? One of each?
What about Dave's Crocs?
Oh, my God. I wonder what he's like in the morning for breakfast, like, at the breakfast table.
What?
Don't even talk to me, kids. Don't even start until Dave's had his car. What? We're out of beans. What about Dave? Oh, man, do I have to take a shit? What? We're out of toilet paper. What about Dave's butthole?
This is like a good sitcom.
What about Dave?
What about Dave?
Yeah.
Coming next week on YouTube.
Wait, Metallica's going to get super famous? What about Dave?
But they don't have to pay taxes.
No taxes here.
Oh, I was looking at that Rolling Stone cover with Walter White and Jesse.
Yeah, I saw this on Facebook.
Looked exactly like James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to look at that. Well, not on the air.
Rob, what did Shingletown say? You were going to quote something.
Oh, how long until Dave Mustaine starts wearing tinfoil on his head at shows?
He probably already does. Under his wig.
Well, when he does those highlights.
Tinfoil with like a coat hanger attached to it.
Oh, God.
And then a satellite.
I don't want Obama reading my thoughts.
Yeah.
What about Dave's thoughts?
Or he starts wearing a helmet. Covered in foil.
I'm not a millionaire.
Has he ever been on that Red Eye show on Fox News that has all the metal musicians? You think he would be perfect for that?
I think he's too big for that, though.
Don't really? Is he bigger than Danzig?
That show was on at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, he's definitely bigger.
Way bigger than Danzig.
Oh, Kerry King was on Red Eye, though. I wonder what that was like.
It just seems, I mean, none of those musicians probably are Republicans. If Mustaine is, he's like the perfect one to be on Fox News as their, like, musician. Oh, he's like the next generation Ted Nugent.
He's probably too paranoid to be on Red Eye.
This is the player on Red Eye.
Oh, okay. What did they talk about?
His house band. Mike Patton once said, "If you don't like Slayer, I don't trust you." So true. And while the incessant groove of AC/DC made you want to shoot pool, the unstoppable groove of Slayer made you want to shoot everything.
I just turned
this off.
At least
a dozen great bands right now owe their sound to Slayer.
I go right
Without
to sleep
Slayer,
when I hear this.
Be drowning in a world of Nickelbacks. That's because of a decent metal.
Okay, whatever. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's talk about something more fun.
Good. You look great, healthy. That's good. How's Tom doing?
You know, Tom's been rehearsing with us for a couple.
Okay.
What a great interview, man.
Yeah.
How's your friend doing?
Yeah.
How's the guy you've played?
Yeah, tell us about your lead singer.
That Mexican guy that you walk around
him?
With.
Yeah.
You look healthy.
Why do you wear sunglasses when you're inside?
Yeah. Are you a victim of spousal abuse? How are the wife and kids?
Are they victims of spousal abuse? Probably.
Did you guys see that story where Tom Araya says he hates touring? Like, the only thing that gets him through touring is counting down the days until he's back home with
his
family.
Was this story on MetalInjection.net?
This was?
Then I did not see it.
What kind of a sensational headline did you have for that one, Rob?
Tom Araya hates touring.
He didn't work Randy Bly into it somehow to get extra hits?
Execute tours, says Araya.
Unlike Randy Bly, Tom Araya hates touring.
Tom Araya pushes touring off stage in Czech Republic.
I also read that, or I didn't read, somebody told me that on tour, he keeps his laptop open with FaceTime on the entire day, even if he's not on the bus, so his wife can see in his bus.
Aww.
Wow.
That's love.
So then where does he fuck the groupies? Do you have a separate bus?
He doesn't fuck groupies.
In the green room.
He probably just, does he watch them finger bang themselves or something? That doesn't count as cheating, right?
Christian man.
He goes to gay clubs and fingers girls on the face.
Imagine if that was Tom Araya, Noah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you're getting her excited all over again.
That's right.
What if Randy Bly fingered you and then in your last moment
boy.
And then he threw you off the stage? Yeah. What would you do?
Oh,
what
you're about come to come. On.
That would be a unique experience.
Would you sue him?
No. I mean, unless I, died.
Well, you definitely wouldn't sue him if you died, because he'd be dead.
Yeah, that's true. No, I
would your parents care enough to sue him?
No.
Do you have something in your will that says, if I'm killed by a metal musician, please do not sue them? Let them get away with it?
I don't have a will.
Well in that case, what you got to do is, if you're ever on a stage anywhere
mm-hmm.
and they announce a surprise guest Lamb of God is playing, just get the fuck out of
there. Yeah, run.
Because we want to lose you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Of course.
Where are we going to do the show?
We don't want to get you executed.
All right. In my will.
It's not because we like you.
Though, man, the hits on Metal Injection, if Noah got killed by Randy Bly. Oh. Holy shit, Rob is salivating right now.
You can do so much press promo.
Make it happen, Rob.
Can we find the guy that shot Dimebag Darrell and have him just shoot Noah, but just in the thigh.
Oh, no, I like
dead.
My thighs.
Is he dead?
Not mortally.
I know Dimebag Darrell is dead. That I'm sure of. The other guy, I don't know.
How many hits would that be?
If Dimebag Darrell came back to life?
What if we get Randy Bly to push Dimebag Darrell's killer off the stage?
What if we exhumed...
That would be rehabilitative.
We exhumed Dimebag Darrell's corpse, and then Randy Bly could, do stuff to it.
Oh, that would make him a super hit. Wait, what would the fans think, though? They wouldn't take his side anymore.
Well, it depends what he did to it. What if he, stapled a guitar to his hand?
Oh, made, a nice tribute?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, then he'd be a hero.
Album covers.
And then pushed him off the stage.
On to Phil Anselmo. and then bury them together. Then everything will be forgiven.
From me.
Buckley wrote, if Noah dies, you should auction off all her dildos to the listeners.
I'm pretty sure all our listeners have plenty of dildos already.
Why don't you make that a prize in the football
A Noah
league?
Dildo? That's Noah's choice. That's not up to me.
Do you have a spare one? I thought you only had one.
I do have one. But
goodbye.
I'm in the market for a new one.
No, so you can... The winner gets your old dildo.
Yeah, your old crusty, funky...
Where, like, the sides are ripped off.
Will you sign it?
Sign it?
Yeah, sign the side of the dildo before we send it up to the winner.
Is it shaped like a penis, or is it just like a rod-shaped thing, like a, you know...
The one that I have now? Mm. No, it's shaped like a penis.
Here's the thing. If we know anything about how quickly Rob sends out prizes, then the new dildo you're getting will be your old dildo that you're giving away by the time Rob's ready to send it off to the winner.
We'll make sure someone else sends the prize out.
Darren,
are you ready to?
Is your OCD going to allow you to touch the dildo to mail it out?
I might decline on that duty. No, someone else put it in the envelope and I'll go mail it.
What if it's already?
No, but what if there's a hole in the envelope?
What if? Well, can I wear like gloves?
Sure.
A hazmat suit?
Yeah, like the airlock. We'll just put our hands through the airlock and fucking take the dildo out with the tongs.
Do we send it in like a padded mailer or a poster tube?
We send it in a plutonium casing. Noah's stank.
An old container of Pringles just emptied out. So it would be like a sour cream and onion sandwich dildo.
With the waves coming off
No,
of
the
it.
Pizza one.
Okay, pizza, fine.
Shankletown just said, now I really got to try this year in the football league.
That's right. He stopped setting his lineup after like week two, the lazy fuck, and he had a good team.
Suddenly we're going to have like 32 entrances.
Yeah, now you're going to have too much.
We're going to have more teams than the NFL have.
Tweet at Bland Injection or post in the comments or say something on Bland Injection.
There won't be enough guys in the NFL to cover everyone's team.
It's a 16-team max. We're at 11 right now, so the most I could fit is 5.
All right.
Go, go, go.
Just say Noah will give a handy to anyone.
No, I'm not committing to a handy. All
right.
But
I don't know where
committing.
Our listeners have
that
been.
That means there's a chance.
Right. She's not committing. She's non-committal about it.
Send her your Facebook information.
Not totally against it.
You have to send me your medical records because I'm not touching anyone unless I know.
A photo of your hands.
You have to text her a pic of your peen also to make sure there's no sores or anything.
Dick pics, right?
No, I don't want to get dick pics.
Send them to noah@metalinjection.net.
Yeah.
Sid sent me this link of a cam girl.
Oh, yes, I forgot about
who
this.
Who suffered a major meltdown during her stream. Apparently, this girl, while she was on webcam, was being bombarded with requests to stop breathing and to kill herself.
Even when people
Wait,
are watching
what?
Porn, they're haters.
You
it's
know.
Amazing.
Well, it's like a live cam, and this, there were like some trolls in the chat.
What was she doing? Was she just sitting there, or was she doing like touching herself?
Oh, and she was
just
taking requests?
There.
I bet it was
Shantytown. Yeah, like anybody, and some people
I
are like...
I thought that was fake. I thought it's like made...
What's fake?
So you think that the girl is actually live, but
no,
she's not
they
really
interact
there.
With you. Like they say, hey, username... And replace username with a person's actual username.
How do
username.
You know, Rob?
But this is
I mean,
like...
I don't know.
Is this like, but like Omegle and shit, or is it? I mean, not Omegle.
No, it's like a, it's like a
porn
like,
site.
Like yeah, like Flirt for Free or whatever.
Okay, got it.
So it's
Wait,
like
what was that
it's
URL?
Like, I don't know.
I'm write that down.
Chat roulette.
The man who got the woman is trying to whore. He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of fucking shit.
What is going on?
It's just her being pissed after people are like, kill yourself, die.
Oh.
So she's getting mad.
Is she hot?
Nah.
Yeah, no, okay, okay.
You contribute to society? You're the great society. You don't contribute. You're
no,
the
she's
great.
Nasty.
Why doesn't she just,
you're
like, kick
not
him
a
out?
Good person.
She, that's the thing. She's just, hold on.
You call a woman a slut whore. Oh, you're not a good person. You're the great society.
She needs a better
you're
microphone.
Society person than this. You're not a good person. I don't do
fucking
motherfucker!
What?
Hold on.
I think God forgot about me! I think
God forgot
about me!
Oh my gosh.
God forgot about me!
She should meet Dave Mustaine.
You forgot I existed!
Of course.
Someone in the chat at this point, I think, says to her, but God gave you those tits. So she responds,
God forgot I existed. You didn't provide me with anyone. You didn't bring anything new to my life. You didn't give me a new opportunity. You forgot about me.
Forgot about Dre.
God didn't give me sexy boobies. I bought them. I worked hard for them. I did camp for them. God forgot about me.
I got to read this in the chat. Dave. Sway Schmata said, God forgot about Dave.
Is this Dave's wife?
I've never gotten anything. 12 years I've been waiting for some man to love me. I've been waiting.
She sounds like Rob when Rob does that crazy
I'm
fly.
I'm dead inside because I can't wait anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, the me impression.
Yeah. I want to die.
I want to die.
There's
a lot of drops in there.
Yeah.
Keep going. And rape.
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Oh. Wow. Fucking quite a meltdown.
Yeah.
Quite a meltdown indeed.
Fuck, what's wrong with you?
Rob, are you okay? Is there something you want to say? Can you talk about a problem?
Nothing I want to say.
I got to read this too. This was Rob when they stopped selling Ecto Cooler.
What's Ecto Cooler?
Come on.
It's like the Ghostbusters.
Oh my God. What do you mean? What do you mean they stopped selling Ecto Cooler?
They forgot about Rob! God forgot about Ecto Cooler! It was so green and delicious, sometimes orange.
How do these people know? Ecto Cooler is what they go with, and not what. This is Rob's reaction when McDonald's pulled the McRib.
Come on!
Rob didn't know that, Sid.
You're a little more sensitive.
God forgot about McDonald's. He forgot about the McRib. I paid for the McRib. No one gave me this McRib.
That's not real meat. God didn't make that. McDonald's made
it. I had to camp for 12 years to get this McRib.
Kept it in your fridge for 12 years.
You didn't have one. This was Rob's reaction when Noah turned him down on the bus.
Oh. What do you mean we can't go out?
You're boobalicious.
Rob, the other day we were talking, and Rob reminded me that he hit on me not once, but twice.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about the first time.
What was the first time?
In our TV production class, I hit on her, and I was like, this is pretty much the worst way to pick up a woman.
Hey, how's it going?
The second worst way. No, I think that's an even better way than the one that I used. I was like, hey, Noah, do you want to play the yes game? And then it's like, is your name Noah? Yes.
Wait, we've talked about this.
Yeah, we have. I think we mentioned this. I'm like, hey, will you go out with me? No.
Oh.
I was like, that's not how you play the game. You lose. You don't get your prize. Oh, what was my prize? I play with me.
Was there a way that he could have charmed you?
Probably not.
Okay, so don't feel
bad. With a baseball bat.
It's okay. With a club. Yeah. Do you ever go back to your...
With a mallet.
What about me, Noah?
God forgot about your pickup line.
Maybe if he would have incorporated into his pip comedy act.
Well, you know what you have to do.
Before I go, I just want to say, Noah, will you go out with me?
No, all right, thank
that
you.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
If on stage during your fucking open mic, you asked the girl out in the crowd and she turned you down. That would have been a memorable comedy bit. Like, seriously, could you go back and just
do
that?
Do a comedy bit.
Just do that walk on.
Yeah. Hey, it's Rob Pasbani, everybody. Rob Pasbani. Thank you.
I just
want to say that the only reason I'm here is I invited my friend Noah, and I just want to do this on stage because I figured there's no way she would say no. Noah, will you go out with me?
No.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
No, or you could just be like, I, you know, one of my very close friends, Noah, who said she only, you know, she couldn't date me because I need to make something of myself. Well, here I am, Noah. I'm on stage at the comedy club. I'm something. I'm on stage. Will you go out with me? And she says no and, like, gets all awkward and walks away, leaves the club, and you just have a complete cam girl style meltdown on stage, and that's your routine. And then you walk off. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Sid likes the performance art.
Yes,
comedy.
Yes.
Sway Schmata says, I should have asked Noah to marry me on the Jumbotron at a sporting event.
Okay, when I went to the Yankees game, can I tell you how, like, deathly afraid I was that I would end up on the screen? Because
Kiss
they
cam?
Don't... On the Kiss Cam?
For Kiss Cam, are you saying? Or just in general, on the screen, you were afraid?
They have a huge display.
Yeah,
it's a huge screen. Like,
they don't have Kiss Cam at Yankee Stadium because
no?
90% of the women look like 40-year-old mullet-headed bitches with pit stain Paul and
Newcomb. One other thing about Yankees. So you know how it's really annoying at Yankee games they do God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch?
Yes.
They do that at the minor league games also.
Really?
Yes.
They have to prepare the players.
They had some old Italian woman yesterday singing God Bless America.
That's such an awful
song. And all the Yankee minor league players were lined up properly, but the other team obviously are not used to this, so it was just like two guys standing watching. We're just like, really? Even at the fucking minor league game, you're doing this shit?
What a terrible song that is.
Go back. I'm sorry.
Noah, are you worried that maybe Ken Pierce would sneak next to you during the Kiss
is
Cam?
Is that what the Kiss Cam is? Like, the people that they have on screen have to kiss?
Well, they usually focus the camera on couples. But
yeah, or what they assume to be a couple.
Right, once in a while, it's like a guy that happens to be next to a girl, and they're like, no, I don't want to.
Or like it's his
that's
brother
so
and
awkward.
Sister.
Yeah.
So,
oh, it's worse when it's a friend zone situation.
Yeah.
Because then, like, the guy tries to go in for it, and then and she's like, shuts him down.
Yeah. What do you mean, Emma? We're on the Kiss Cam.
I would just hold my fingers like a cross.
We got to read this. Don Jameson Pubes says, come get on the Kiss Cam with Noah at the Great Yankee Stadium. Noah, would you be in a threesome with John Sterling and Susan Waldman?
Oh,
who?
I don't know if I know who that is.
Those are the announcers
broadcasting legends.
No. Quite the opposite. He's the guy that goes, the Yankees win!
Ew.
He's a confirmed bachelor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Unwanted.
No.
Not in the gay way.
No, in the gay way also.
Is he?
That's a rumor.
Really?
Yeah. Never took a wife.
Here's your chance,
Jared. Loves talking about Broadway musicals
but
on
he's
the
just,
broadcast.
But he's such a schlub. I thought it was just that he's not married because he can't get married.
His
Michael
favorite actor
anybody
is Michael
can get
Cantone.
Married. You're famous.
I guess.
He could have gotten married if he wanted to, but he's... Honestly, I'm fairly certain that if he came out of the closet, the Yankees would fire him. The Steinbrenners ain't stand for that kind of shit.
Probably.
They're playing God Bless America and all sorts of garbage.
What would be worse if they found out he was gay or that he had facial hair?
Oh, God. Well, he gets hair on his face sometimes, but it's just not his own. So it's a double whammy.
Double whammy?
Yeah.
Triple whammy.
And a text message. He's the
worst.
Well, that Kiss Cam sounds like an awful idea.
Yeah.
What if it was you and the three-way guy?
Oh.
That's what you need to do. You need to go with them to a sporting event and then get on Kiss Cam and make out with the both of them.
You should convince them to do a finger cam.
A finger cam. I have to be wearing a short dress.
Obviously, but you.
So I should invite him to a Yankees game or.
I went to City Field and I was with my girlfriend and we're both terrified of being on that shit. So and then they started doing it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking around doing something else, eating something,
uh-huh.
And I look up and I see on the screen like her twin, like a doppelganger of her, and I'm like fuck. Fuck! Like, and then I look, and I'm like, am I next to her on the screen? And then it wasn't her. It wasn't. But, like, I freaked the fuck
well,
out.
Well, yeah, at Yankee Stadium, like, they kept showing people in the audience, and, like, the people would not be expecting it at all. Mm-hmm. And then, but they would hold the camera there for, like, what seemed like forever.
Yeah.
So, like, I kept thinking, oh, my God, they're going to put me on there.
Why didn't you want to be on? What would you do?
Well, because who was she with?
No, like, I don't, it would, like, just to be up there would just be, like, horrific. I think I'd have, like, an anxiety attack.
Would you flash the camera?
No.
Give everybody a look?
No
I'll
way.
Tell you something funny. Was at the Mets game once, they were playing the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
and they did the Kiss Cam, like usual, whatever. And then at the end of it, because it's inside of a little heart,
yeah.
you know, like a CGI heart. So at the end, they put the heart on Jeter and A-Rod in the field and held it there for like
aww.
A half hour.
That's awesome.
Yes,
sports guys.
Yes.
Buckwheat says the Mets are beating the Braves right now.
Yep. Oh, right. I didn't look at that.
That's your sports update.
Thank you, Buckwheat.
What's the score?
Last I checked, it was 2-1 Mets.
It's a long game.
Sure.
I still want to do a sports podcast with you.
3-1 Mets now.
Oh, good.
And I'd be down for that, but it's just, you know, when we need the time and the place and all of that.
I would say do it for half an hour after this show, if you could stay another half hour.
It's already so late.
Yeah.
If we could do it on our own time, like whenever we felt like it and didn't need to involve other people.
But we need the equipment and all that.
Why don't you do it on, like, video cam, like Sid broadcasting from his room.
You
want to
Skype it?
Yeah.
It could be like part in the interruption, but...
What, you just way lower quality?
Yeah. No, they're together in the room, though.
Sometimes. They're not always together. Now it's a lot of it is via satellite.
Well, what do I know?
No.
Everything.
I'd like to do that, and I'd like to do a wrestling podcast also with Rob.
Yeah, I'd love to do a wrestling podcast. But
logistics.
Time, yeah.
And someone just asked about it in the chat.
Sway Schmata says, just do it on Chat Roulette. Good point. Good point.
We should just interview random people on Chat Roulette.
Yeah.
Would this be a live podcast, or would this just be something we record and then put
I'd prefer to do it live so people could call in and talk to us, but I don't care. If they couldn't do it, I'd do it not live then.
Because if anything, we could just show up early and record it before the live cast and then just post it up.
I could do that.
Because I don't know that our fans are going to want to listen to this much of us.
Can you get here early?
Yeah, I can get here early, definitely. I just would rather not stay extra late.
What if Noah wants some alone time before the show?
No.
That's why I'm saying I'd rather not have to inconvenience anyone, but really it's up to you.
I guess
Noah.
So.
This wouldn't be every week. This would be like, once a month?
Yeah,
yeah, once in a while. No, it doesn't even have to be scheduled. It could be when we feel like
okay, so there we go.
Noah, would you do a squirting podcast with Monica? This was a view in the chat.
Monica holds the bucket and you just aim and we hear the splash sounds.
Oh, I thought it was more just discuss squirting.
No, I'd rather hear
squirting
the actual squirting.
I did, I'm not going to do a squirting podcast, but I did want to set up, I had an idea that maybe we'd set up a webcam and we do a paid subscription where people pay to just watch us get high and sit on the couch and giggle.
You can absolutely make money doing that.
Oh yeah.
There's webcam sites where you.
Rob
would you help me with the website? Rob?
I could be your manager, but I would.
My webmaster.
15%.
No, you'd have to do live reads on that show.
No, it's you could just join a cam site. There's social networks.
But God forgets about you once you join a campsite.
Yeah, that's
be careful.
True.
Once you do tribadism, God forgets about you.
You don't want to lose Hashem.
I'm not gonna do tribadism.
You would do tribadism. Come on.
Totally.
No, I wouldn't.
Please.
Would you do it with a man?
Just rubbing your crotches against each other.
Tribadism does not mean only women. It means any genital rubbing against each other.
Oh, I thought it was scissoring.
It is. That is a form of tribadism. That's not the only. That's not that's synonymous. Rubbing your penis on a girl's nipple is also tribadism.
Oh.
Yeah. Any genital touching is
docking. Tribadism.
I don't know what docking is.
Rob, tell us what docking
is. I'm not gonna.
Come on, do it.
It's
do it.
When one guy has foreskin.
Yeah. You don't know.
And then he takes his foreskin and puts it over the other cock, and he
never
kind of
connect.
It's like you're charging your iPod.
I really didn't know that.
Didn't you ever do that with your foreskin?
I feel like this was on a Sexual Jeopardy.
No, it definitely wasn't.
This has been a window into Rob's weekend.
Brought to you by the Metal Injection Livecast.
Super
no,
Nintendo
I don't
Chalmers.
Do docking on the weekend. Wait a minute.
I got to read this. Super Nintendo Chalmers said, docking is a 80s metal band. They've probably done quite a bit of docking in docking.
I like that... Swish about to ask, would Rob dock with Don Dockin?
Yeah, very
good question. Yeah. But no, Don Dockin is not my type.
The tongue twister.
How would
you put your cock in Dockin?
And start rocking? Yeah, what a cocksucker that Don Dockin is.
So you've never docked Darren when you had your foreskin?
No, I did not.
Docking Darren
no,
Delgado?
Never, no,
that's not what the first D stands for?
I could be the Doc E.
Yeah, but you'll never get to be a Docker.
Anymore.
You could have been a Docker while wearing Docker.
I was going to say. And watch and listening to Docking.
The world would implode. It's just too much.
Gay cock enough and yum. That was Sway Schmata.
Oh, really? Well.
What does that mean, go jump in the lake?
Go take a shit in the ocean.
Oh, all right.
Similar.
Yeah.
Do you miss your foreskin, Darren?
No, actually, I don't. It's much easier to do everything now.
Oh, except for being a docker.
To clean it
much
and, you know,
more difficult.
To piss.
Did you used to have any tricks that you would do with your skin?
Tricks?
I don't know.
No, for like one third of my adult sexual life, it was fucked up. Like, it was stuck. That's why I had to have it removed. So it was really... Otherwise, I wouldn't have. I would never have
thought... would there be times where you're about to get intimate and then it, like, hurts and you're like, nope, this isn't happening?
Yes. A lot of those times.
Oh, no.
I got very good at eating pussy because of that.
Mm. Oh.
Mm.
No. What's your trick?
What are you doing later, Darren?
I was able to jerk off, but like what I would do is like it would get hard, right, and then I'd have to wait and let it become only semi hard and then jerk off some more and then it would get hard again, so I'd have to stop. It was like very tedious. So like no girl really wants to go through that while you're having sex.
So
I could have fucked her, but then it would, you know, once it got hard it would start to hurt.
How long did that happen? Before you did something about it?
A few years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So it's just something that started happening randomly.
I didn't have insurance. It would have cost me like $12,000 or something.
Damn.
You could have just gone to a Moyle. He would have bit it right off.
Yeah. I really want to get herpes on my
penis. What is a Moyle? Let's explain to the non-Jews.
We must have explained it.
God forgot about Darren's dick. Shankletown's tits said. Oh, Shankletown said, is this a preview of Darren's sports show?
Yes, I'm just all talk about.
Well, it's been a while since my foreskin was on this show.
It's true.
Yeah. No, I never did any tricks with it.
Okay.
Would any girl be, like, disgusted by the foreskin? Like, oh,
wouldn't say flat out disgusted, but
they surprised?
You could. No, I would always. I was very self conscious of it. So, like some of them, you could see they weren't that into it, but no one was ever like mean to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know it's not that uncommon. It's probably more circumcised than uncircumcised. It's not like they've never seen it before.
Do you feel more sensation now without it?
No, less. But I always wear condoms anyway, so.
Mm. No, well, I guess while you're jerking off.
Well,
it
makes sense that
you would feel less sensation because the skin is like
the skin
squashing.
There's also less skin.
They just throw it away. You could do so much with those endings.
Yeah. Well, you can make a wallet, and then you rub it, and it turns into a briefcase.
Yeah. You could turn it into a lampshade.
Well, you can do that anyway.
Throw it away.
That's the Moyle. That's what he.
Yeah, that's what
really
he chants all he's doing.
Worship
the foreskin.
So that's, like, how did your skin close? I'm sorry if you don't want to talk about that.
All the stuff you've talked about, I owe you that, at least.
Just because I'm fascinated by it.
Go ahead, please.
Who's here?
Someone's at the door of the studio. We'll take this time to remind you that Iron Maiden and Coheed and Cambria are playing at the Gexa Energy.
They're playing together? They're not playing together, are
they? Yeah, Coheed is opening for Maiden.
The 17th, Friday.
Did Maiden think that they got Rush to open for them, and Coheed just like tricked them?
Nope. So what were you saying, Noah?
How did the skin how did it get stuck? Like, did the skin like fold into itself?
No, no. It wasn't. It was stuck over the head.
It
was too tight. The doctor told me that's just something that happens to people when they're not circumcised. Like, there's no real reason for it. It just happens.
So the head of your dick got fat and it didn't fit anymore.
Well, like when it would get hard, it would get expand, and then it would become too tight to pull down over the head. So I couldn't.
Well, you had a fat dick. You needed to do some dick exercise to skinny it up so it fit through.
Yeah, because how did it happen later in life?
I don't know, but it's called phimosis. If you want to read the
that was my grandfather's name.
The Wikipedia page.
And then there's another one called phimitis, I think, when it's like stuck always in the open position, like it's stuck down your dick.
Is that better? Is that
I guess it's better, but it, they say that it's tight and it strangles you. I don't know.
That's
who
like
was
I
at the door, by the way? It was the food.
It was my food.
Okay. Sorry, Sid, what?
It's like when you button the top button on a button-down shirt and you can't breathe.
Yeah.
Unbutton that.
Right, except
so you're
your penis.
Take in the scissors and just snip the, at the very tip. Just
that's what they
snip.
Did.
No, but I'm not saying cut it off. I'm just saying cut it open to like a little slit.
Well, the
so
doctor, funny enough, he said he could have done that. And that's what I initially wanted to do,
uh-huh.
but he's...
And it would look like you had a collar then.
Like a forked tongue.
He, no, what they can do is like make a little slit and then like they remove a tiny part of it and then it's you're still not circumcised, but it fixes whatever's wrong. But he was an Orthodox Jew, so like he gave me the hard sell of, you know, why you should do
hard
this.
Hard sell.
Not, and he
nice.
Said, but he was a really nice guy. Like, he wasn't an asshole. He
yeah.
Was, he was like, I know you're not religious. I'm not pushing you on this for religious reasons. It's just better. It's better for you medically. I'm telling you as a doctor, you should just do it. So I did it.
And you love it.
No, I wouldn't say I love it, but, you know.
Do you have any scars?
Very faint scar.
Emotional
no,
scars.
No one wants
to... When I first had it, it was like front penis. It was like a whole ring of stitches around me. And I don't know. Did I tell this story? I had like a bandage around my
mm-hmm.
dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to pull it off in the shower. He's like, pull it off in the shower and do it slow because you could yank the stitches out.
The mental pain I remember from the first time you told the story is all coming back.
Yeah.
And
my thighs
I was,
hurt right
it was
now.
Sticking. Like, it was sticking. And I was like,
right,
ah!
God. But what about when you got the string pulled off from the stitches?
What
you didn't
do
have to do that by yourself, did you?
No, the stitches melted. There was no removal. They used melting stitches.
You just had to put his cock in the microwave.
They just melt. They you know, however they do it, they're scientifically engineered to melt
yeah.
in the right time that you need that to hold together.
They're biodegradable.
But he told me don't get – try to keep your erections to a minimum.
Right.
You know, like,
not
that you can never get an erection, but if you walk around with a boner, like, all day, you're going to be in trouble.
No Golden Girls reruns for Darren.
Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Rue McClanahan was the ugliest one. I never liked her.
She was a sex pot.
She was supposed to be the sex pot. Yeah. I thought it was a bad casting.
She was uglier than Bea Arthur. Come on. Come on.
Not that Bea Arthur was attractive. But
there was a time in Rue McClanahan's life when she was an attractive woman. There was
yeah.
never that time in Bea Arthur's life.
Yeah.
It's just,
or Estelle Getty. I mean, really.
But
or
Estelle
Betty
Getty
was,
well,
was pretty.
But Estelle Getty was in a get-up. Like, they dressed her like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, she was, like, younger than most of them, wasn't she?
I think she was a year older than Bea Arthur and playing her mother.
Yeah.
Something
weird.
Like that. But I thought Rue McClanahan, she's had, like, a square jaw. And I don't know, she looked like
she
a linebacker.
She was the most out of shape.
Yeah,
she like
and she had no. She had a big, fat stomach and no tits.
Yeah.
You know?
She's an old lady.
Yeah. If you find a young photo of Rue McClanahan, she was decent looking.
Not my type. Bea Arthur, Bea Arthur is someone I could say has some charm. Like, she's attractive because of how she carries herself.
You exchange zingers with her?
Yeah. She, like, because of how she carries herself, even though she's
yeah.
not physically attractive.
Yeah, no,
I don't know. And plus, she, you know, we're talking about a woman who's like 70 at the time.
But
so.
Even when Bea Arthur was like 25, she was gross.
Right, she was someone like that would be the love of the party, you know.
Yeah, I guess. who would invite her?
I don't know. Betty White. I would.
It's
yeah.
your fantasy, Darren. Anything can happen.
I would fuck Bea Arthur. I said it.
What?
Right now.
Okay, would you be like a gentleman with her, or would you do, like?
Well, we're talking. I, you know, I'm in a relationship, so
right.
I'm not.
Sure
this is hypothetical.
Would,
if I'm single, right?
I'm pretty
wait,
sure your
yes,
girlfriend.
Yes.
If Bea Arthur came back to life right now, I was like, I want to fuck Darren Delgado. I think your girlfriend would be like, you know what? In this circumstance, go for
I
it.
I don't want to assume anything.
She'd be a terrible person if she forbid you from fucking a reincarnated Bea Arthur.
Right. Right.
It's not like
well,
it's competition.
I would be a gentleman, though.
Oh.
What about? Christy McNoll from Empty Nest.
McNichol.
McNoll? No, I would not fuck Christy McNoll.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Are we doing? Am I doing the Noah? Who would?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Who would Darren fuck?
Yeah. Yes.
I will
from NBC sitcom.
Unlike Noah, I will cooperate and play this game.
Catherine Helmand.
No, I never thought she
I
was attractive.
Her.
Webster.
No, I'm not.
Delta Birth.
Delta
Birth.
Whatever.
I would not fuck Delta Birth.
Would you fuck the mom from Webster?
I don't remember what she looked
like. She had, like, spiky red hair, kind of, like, 80s.
I don't remember.
What about the mom from Family Matters?
No.
Would you
no.
Have
Harriet.
No.
Would you have a three-way with Kate and Allie?
I liked, which one was Kate? The one that wasn't Jane Curtin. I liked her.
Susan St. John?
Jane.
St. Jane, okay.
Jane Curtin was hideous.
But once again, just like the reason you'd fuck B. Arthur,
I don't
think
she was.
History?
I don't think she was that funny.
Would you have fucked Gilda Radner?
Yes.
Just
yes.
As
she was
like,
awesome.
As
I'm very
reward.
Attracted to funny women.
I am not attracted to Gilda Radner, but I would have gone down on her just for how funny she was. As like
wow,
a reward.
That's very nice.
Just like Rachel Dratch, I think is really funny. She's gross.
Just big tits.
But
though.
She's Debbie Downer. Yeah, I'd play with her tits and go down on her just because she's giving me laughs. And
fair enough.
Stuff.
Thoughtful.
That is nice.
Thoughtful.
I think Sid loves eating pussy, though. That's
the thing. I'm a big fan.
He's a pussy guy. Would I fuck Mr. Roper? No, you're wasting your time. I would not fuck a man. And I'm not. I'm not homophobic. I just want to say
I
that.
I just heard Fergus.
What about Claire Huxtable?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Rashida
I'd fuck her now. She's hot.
No,
she's like 70. She still looks good.
Black don't crack. That's
that is. Sarah Jessica Parker. No, disgusting. Who is Christina Scabia?
From Lacuna Coil.
No. Charlotte Ray, no. DJ Tanner, now I don't know what she looks like. Back then she was a kid, you're disgusting. But I fuck Rasheed Wallace, no, he's a man.
What about the Olsen twins?
Mindy Cohen.
Mindy
Cohen was on some TV show I was watching the other day and it was disturbing. I think like some HGTV show that my wife watches and Mindy Cohen was a guest judge and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Would I fuck Grandma Winslow? No, I would not.
Blossom?
No, absolutely not.
Six, maybe.
She was on a train breastfeeding her kid the other day.
Yeah.
And he's like a 7-year-old child.
Yeah. Rihanna after a car crash. I don't get that. Is that like
after her face
after taking a ride with Chris Brown? I think they mean.
Do they mean like it's too easy that you would say yes? Because I don't.
Yeah, I guess yeah. Like a handicap.
Raven Simone is closer to. Like, to me, all right, I'll give a perfect example. Like, to me, my girlfriend is not black, but she's built like a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
She's dark-skinned.
She's dark-skinned, but she looks Indian.
Oh.
But she, like, you know, I think she gets offended that I like black girls. So I don't want to be sitting here going, like, oh, this black girl, I'd fuck her and that.
So is she offended in like a vaguely racist way where she doesn't want to be associated with black girls?
No, she's offended that I'm saying I like something that's not her race, I think. But that's stupid. Like because I'm attracted to her because of how she looks like what I always like.
And also, I mean, she has a very specific race. Like, is there anyone who's only attracted to that race? Like, unless you're from there.
Well, it's not that. I think she's Indian. You would say she's Indian.
Okay.
West Indian.
Okay, yeah.
So,
but, like, are there people that only like West Indian girls that aren't West Indian guys?
Well, West Indian girls look like Indians.
Yeah.
You know, like Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi girls, which is what she looks like.
Right.
But to me, she's the perfect combination because she's got, like, dark brown skin, and then she's built like a black girl, and then she acts like a white girl.
Yeah.
So it's like the best association for each thing.
Wouldn't it be weird to her if you just liked her because she was West Indian? Like, isn't it better that you like her regardless of type and you just like her?
I think you're misunderstanding. It's not like she wants me to like her for what her race is.
Yeah.
It's just she doesn't want to hear me say, I want to bang a black girl.
Well, I'm sure she doesn't want to hear you say you want to bang any other girl.
You know what I mean?
Like
not
her.
Like or that I find
that
kind
type.
Of girl attractive. Yeah, that's my type. That means that she's not that type. But she is.
What about guys? Will she accept if you say which guys you like to bang?
But I don't.
Oh.
You just wish.
She keeps trying to catch you.
For the right amount of money, Noah. Set it up. Make a Swiss bank account. $11 million U.S.
Dave Mustaine would fork up that money, but the fucking tax.
What about Dave? What about Dave?
Dave can't afford to have sex with Dave.
Would you fuck Iron Sheik's dead daughter?
I don't know. What, you mean when she was alive, right?
No.
She,
now.
Right. No,
like, dig up her grave.
I'm not a necrophiliac.
Yeah.
Would I fuck
so close-minded?
Would I fuck Beyonce while on her period? No.
Would you fuck any girl on their period?
I have. I have done that, and I don't like it.
Never again?
I wouldn't say never again. If I was really in love and my girlfriend really wanted me to do it, I would, but...
That hasn't happened yet?
I'm not...
Are you saying that hasn't happened yet, or that you don't love her enough?
Shut the fuck up.
What don't you like about it? Is
I hope she doesn't listen to the show because now she's going to confront him about it.
Nah, she's very cool, though.
Why'd you roll your eyes when you said that, Darren?
Because something in the chat. Nothing.
Oh,
ahead.
No, you didn't. I didn't even see you. I was just trying to.
I did. I said it was, he asked me.
Just trying to start shit.
Would I fuck Michael Jackson's mother?
If you could find her.
What about LaToya? Would you fuck LaToya?
I thought LaToya was hot in the old days. Well, she looks like shit now. She's 55.
She looks like the cartoon Michael Jackson from South Park now.
Yeah.
If I could see that.
Yep. Would I fuck the Where's the Beef lady? No. She's got to be dead.
What about Aunt Jemima?
No.
That was his type.
She looks like a mom, though. She doesn't.
Well, you would be a naked Aunt Jemima, not with the fucking.
But she's got
hair,
like big hot water bottle tits, though. It's not like
syrup bottle tits.
Yeah,
come on,
no,
get it right.
Syrup bottle tits would be in shape.
She's got
it?
Two Mrs. Butterworths hanging out.
What about Harriet Tubman?
I don't know what she looked like, honestly.
No, you do that as a reward, just like I reward the funny women. You reward the Underground Railroad lady.
Okay,
name.
Fine.
She deserves it. She probably never got laid.
I will throw a dick on anyone who saved a slave in the 1800s.
So
you'd
fuck Quakers?
Quakers did that?
I think so.
All right, sure.
Thank you. They were abolitionists.
They wouldn't fuck me, though. I'm Jewish. They probably think I'm the devil.
Well, yeah. But maybe they do it just to like because they'd be afraid that you'd send them to hell.
I'll tell you what fucked me up for period sex was you, because in an early
he's referring to me by the way.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Couldn't see that at home. Sid.
But
Sid,
it was my butt that bled that one time, Darren. It wasn't a
listen,
period.
Listen to me. I'm being serious. You told a story while we were doing Sexual Jeopardy. As
okay.
a matter of fact. We started talking about this, and you said that when you fuck a girl on her period, it's like you stabbed her to death with your dick.
Yeah, I was about to actually make that reference again a couple minutes ago. But yeah,